Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
16 minutes it is past 5 o'clock. Public Protector's Legal Counsel arguing in front of a full bench of the Western Cape High Court yesterday that they should interdict the Section 194 committee proceedings in Parliament towards her impeachment. And she also wants, of course, the impending suspension by President Cyril Ramaphosa to be interdicted, given the fact that the President is the subject of some of her investigations. Dr. Cathy Powell is an Associate Professor in Public Law at the University of Cape Town. Cathy, it's lovely to chat to you again. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you.
I suppose none of what she's doing is illegal, otherwise it would not be heard in the various courts. But my word, she's growingly frustrating, isn't she?
It is very frustrating. It's very hard to explain. I was doing another interview where the interviewer said, you know, people who don't do law don't understand what's going on. Well, quite frankly, people who do law don't understand what's going on, because she is bringing up proceedings. She's going to court. She's bringing applications. She brought a complaint against Judge Jafta before the JSC. She's doing things that actually she can't do. I mean, they're not criminal. They get heard, but she's doing things that people know in advance are not going to work because they just don't have a basis in law. And it's more than frustrating. It's an abuse of the system, and it means that she's spending her time sitting in court trying to protect herself as the incumbent of the Public Protector's Office rather than actually doing the work of the Public Protector's Office.
It's very Stalingrad in nature, isn't it?
Yes.
She, as you allude to it, is doing everything legally possible to frustrate the system, to delay the impeachment proceedings that will clearly have to get underway at some point in Parliament, because unfortunately she has taken some decisions in the office of the Public Protector that have really left much to question as to her capacity and ability to fulfill the duties and roles of that office.
Well, let's look through the list. It's not just much, it's a myriad of decisions. And it's from day one. Her first report said that Parliament must amend the Constitution to look a certain way. I remember reading that and actually checking whether she had a law degree. It was such an off the wall, obviously wrong recommendation. And then case after case followed, where she did things that showed a complete lack of understanding of her role and her powers, that showed dishonesty, that she didn't reveal that she'd had meetings with President Zuma and the State Security Agency before she made a particular decision. She produced reports that showed she hadn't followed the procedure at all of alerting people who against whom she planned to take measures and hearing their side of the story. She produced reports that were for no reason suddenly favorable to the people who've been implicated in them. She has done an appalling job. And the report by the parliamentary panel that was set up, the report that came out last year, it's over 100 pages, but it concludes with three pages of the various acts of misconduct or incapacity that for which they found a prima facie case. Three pages. So what we're dealing with is somebody who is imperiling the work of the Public Protector's Office and the protection of the poor who are meant to be able to go to her. And she's doing so through a court case applications where people are literally saying, now what's she going to say? Her application to the Constitutional Court was turned down. The impeachment proceedings were declared to be procedurally fair and correct. And then she goes back to the court and says, no, rescind that. And the court says, no, we're not going to, there are no reasons to rescind. Rescission is a very technical and narrow process. And now she's trying to get them to rescind their decision not to rescind.
Once again, all perfectly legal procedures that she's undertaking. But as you say, will eventually result in, well, she won't get what she wants, I suppose. She does, for the moment, have until, I think, the 22nd of May to give the Section 194 inquiry her first take on their accounts of incompetence and misconduct. I imagine that deadline will still need to be met regardless of what's happening in the courts?
It will need to be met. Parliament has made that clear. And the Constitutional Court has made that clear, that the proceedings in Parliament go ahead no matter what new shenanigans she might think of to bring to the courts. And that is because of the separation of powers, for two reasons. One, the doctrine of separation of powers. And secondly, because the Constitutional Court has actually approved the process. So she can go and complain if she wants. And I noticed that her counsel's latest take in the High Court seems to be the very kinds of arguments that should, in fact, be made before Parliament itself. So there are lots of complaints about the proceedings, the process, the merits of it, the justice of it, and that should actually be made before Parliament. The other thing that she's complaining about is the President's power to suspend her on the basis that that he's also implicated in her reports. She's also complaining about the leak of the Constitutional Court decision to refuse the rescission, as though that has any bearing on the justice of the parliamentary procedure. So I think what she's doing is she's bringing everything that she's unhappy about, which is a great deal, to the as though it is legally relevant to this parliamentary impeachment proceeding, which it is not.
It absolutely isn't. Cathy, thank you very much as always for insights. Dr. Cathy Powell is an associate professor in public law at the University of Cape Town. The counsel for the Democratic Alliance, as well as the president, will then argue in front of that full bench at the Western Cape High Court later on today in response to the arguments led by her counsel. The ATM, as well as UDM, saying that the private protector shouldn't be used as a political football, with Kobane herself saying that she's being victimized by powerful forces. I wonder if you agree or not. Give me a call on 021 446 0567 or 118 883 0702.